Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Well, happy Thursday. Joe Beamer with you, as the big voice guy said, on News Radio 930 WBEN. And we are following this continuing breaking situation. I should say, program note, Erie County Clerk Mickey Kearns was to be on with us today. He'll be on with us tomorrow at 1 o'clock. There's two issues that the clerk wants to discuss, or I wanted to discuss with the clerk, and we will talk about those, like I said, tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock here on News Radio 930 WBEN. 803-0930, start 930. So we have this breaking situation continuing with traffic around Western New York, and the backups, they're if you're in the city, if you're around the city, you're going to notice these backups. I mean, we're talking about tractor trailers parked on the side of the road as far back as the old Williamsville toll booths because they're to go over the border and they don't want to get stuck in the traffic. So they've pulled over on the side of the road on the 90. We're seeing this on the 290. We're seeing this on the 190 where the issues continue again. To be an issue not only for the 190, we're talking about the 190 through the city of Buffalo. We are seeing backups. So first and foremost, if you are in any of these backups, if you have, if you're in, or if at one point you were and you were one of these cars we saw driving across the grass at the 190, give us a call, 803-0930, star 930. Tell us about your situation and your experience. Now, we do have some tractor trailers who have decided to pull off at the welcome station in Grand Island. We've had a few interviews with people there, but the issue is that this is also becoming a problem on, or has been a problem on, side streets. We're seeing exit ramps blocked off to where people are then finding themselves stuck, and we have really no. We really have no official statement from an elected official to tell people what's going on. The state hasn't commented. The county executive gave a very brief statement saying, due to the ongoing truck entry issue at the border to Canada, Interstate 190 near the border is basically a parking lot, and there have been multiple accidents this morning. Avoid it at all costs. Doesn't really give a plan for the traffic that has backed into his county. You've got, again, the 190 into the city of Buffalo. We've got two ramps that are closed. This is a travel advisory from the New York State Thruway Authority. Due to delays at the Canadian border, the following thruway ramps remain closed. The I-190 north and south ramps to exit 8, that's Niagara Street, and obviously the ramp to the Peace Bridge, those continue to be closed. But we're not, you know, we don't have an elected official at a podium shaking their finger. We don't have police, to my knowledge, in spots giving direction. We've had nobody give like a place where these trucks can go to alleviate some of the backup. Really just radio silence from the people who, again, are who you look to give you information, to give you an out, right? I mean, like I said, earlier today we had people driving across the grass to get going the other way on the 190. And, you know, we were used to something like this. If there's a snowstorm going on, if there was a snowstorm going on, we would have every elected official would have given at this point, it's 1:12 in the afternoon. At this point, every elected official would have given probably two press conferences by this point. We would have heard from the governor. The National Guard would have been brought in. Maybe. That's a maybe, as we know from experience. But since it's not a snow issue, and since I get that it's a Canadian system that failed, that the Canadians are the problem, but no, I'm sorry, that came out wrong, that the problem is on the Canadian side. I do not mean that the Canadians are the problem, are our friends. That is not what I meant to say. It came out wrong. Please accept my apologies. That the problem, the system failure, was on the Canadian side. That's what I meant to say. We love our Canadian friends. But the issue is causing a backup in the States, in your county, in your town, in your state. And pretty much the response that we are getting by elected officials in Western New York are hands up going, oh, what can we do? Accept defeat, apparently. Now, I know the county executive can look out his window and see some of the issues going on, but since he acknowledged the backup at the 190, he has tweeted about a bridge in West Seneca, and he has talked about him and Pat Burke teaming up to call out NYSEG. However, nothing on an issue that has been affecting people for multiple days now. And again, this backing up into an issue, not just in the city of Buffalo, but into some of the suburbs. And again, if you're downtown, if you're on Skajakwita, I mean, really, there are impacts of this felt miles away from the border. And the reason that we continue to say that we're not hearing from anybody is because we're trying to talk to people. We're trying to talk with people who are in positions of power, positions of authority. No one wants to give an on-the-record interview about what is going on and what is the plan as traffic is, yes, starting to move. The backup that has been caused will still be an issue when I'm off the air, even though we now hear that cars are starting to move through the border. 803-0930, star 930, will get you on the program. It'll also get you on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. And we want to hear from you what you think, what you'd like to hear. Like, what disappoints you the most in this situation? What do you expect to hear from the people who are supposed to be the ones guiding you in the situation? Again, if it was a blizzard, we'd be hearing directions, stay off the roads, shifting blame, of course, but we'd be hearing from the people in positions of power. We're just not hearing that now. And that's disappointing. There is nothing more upsetting than when you head off down the road. Maybe you're going to work. Maybe you're going to see a friend. Maybe you're heading out of town. There is nothing more upsetting than when you hit a traffic jam that you did not expect to hit. You know what I mean? Like, if it's snowing, you might expect that traffic's going to slow down. But when traffic comes to a screeching halt and there's no weather issue, there's no indication of why this happened, that is one of the worst. One of the worst. Now, here are the advisories that are on the board as we're talking to you live at 117. The 190 North is closed at exit 24. That's Whitmer Road in Niagara because of a traffic event, allegedly. Ramp 190 North to the Peace Bridge. That, we already told you, is closed. Exit 8, Niagara Street. 190 North and South closed. We also have an issue in on the 190 Porter Avenue. That's congestion that has been an issue on the ramp south to 190 south to Porter Avenue. That's been an issue that's been on the board now for over a day. And again, that is from tractor trailers just being on that exit. And that continues, as I said, to be a problem for over a day now as we look to see some kind of relief to this issue on the roads. Now, looking at the roads throughout Western New York, I mean, you just have to open the map and you see this long line. Now, a dark line on the map means it is a backup, and you see this backup from the Peace Bridge exit. I mean, right down the lake, past Unity Island, all the way up through Riverside is where we see the traffic at a standstill on the 190. And some of that is backing up into, as I said, the 198. That's the Skajakwita. We're seeing some of this on Delaware, Amherst Street, Austin Street, Hurdle Avenue. These are all issues stemming from the backups, stemming from the Canadian system failure. And what have our elected officials done about it? Have they given a plan? Have they put officers on the street to redirect cars to a lot where if you have to wait for the border to open, here's where you can stay so other traffic on the 190 can move freely? So if someone is trying to get downtown, maybe they regularly take the 190, that road would be open. Because as it stands right now, if you're on the 190 in the areas that I mentioned, you're not going to, I mean, you're not going to get an emergency vehicle down the 190. As we continue to look at the cameras as well, I mean, it is a bunch of trucks and cars. You know what I mean? I mean, you can see the trucks, and some of these trucks are parked on the side of the road, so that's also adding to the issue. You know, when a truck is on the shoulder, it's most shoulders that truck is hanging a little bit into the road and continuing to be an issue. And all that we have gotten from elected officials in Western New York at the most is a tweet. No one wants to come on here and talk to us. You know, the one station that's actually talking with the people who are stuck in their vehicles. This is your outlet. I'm looking at a picture right now of where the Skajakwita goes on to the 190 South. I mean, it is bumper to bumper. And not only do you have people stuck on the 190, but obviously people are stuck on the ramp trying to get on the 190. And then you see the Peace Bridge in the distance, and it is just full of semi-trucks. It is an absolute mess. Where's the plan for something like this? What do you do in a situation like this? If you are the mayor, the county executive, the governor, what do you do to make sure something like this doesn't happen? There's no plan in place. Hey, if your destination is the Peace Bridge and right now you can't get to the Peace Bridge, so we're going to put you here. Believe me, there are enough empty lots. Okay? There are enough empty lots. You could find a place to put these trucks. You could have found a place to put these trucks. And the reason this is such a big issue is not that it's just a backup. It's a backup on one of the busiest roads, especially during the day. The 190 is a major transportation to and from work. If there's any event downtown, I mean, this is, by the way, this is what some in the city of Buffalo would want to be your only outlet downtown is the 190 because they want to fill in the 33, right? If you fill in the 33, now we're talking about the only expressway into downtown. Could you imagine if something like this happened and there was no 33? That's a different discussion for a different day, but you understand this is a big deal because you have ramps that are closed if you're on the 190, and then you have people stuck either trying to get on or off the 190, and so any of the surrounding roads, streets, expressways, highways are also seeing the effects of the system failure. 803-0930, *930, gets you on the phone, also gets you on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. Have you been in this? Have you seen the effects of this? And what do you think about leadership? Should there have been a plan in place for something like this? Instead of just finding the person, it seems like now, and this goes for people on both sides of the political aisle. I'm not making this a one-side thing. But it seems like now the instinct of our elected officials are to, who can I blame? Oh, I can't blame anyone that will politically benefit me. Then I'm just going to keep my mouth shut. That's what this seems like here. Well, I can't blame the Canadians. We had that whole Canada campaign. So I can't call them out. I can't blame Trump. You know, I think I'll just say nothing. And because what's the other issue than giving regular updates? Again, if you're an elected official in Erie County or the city of Buffalo, you can see this from your office. You can see the effects of this from your office. You should be talking about it. You should call in. You should give a press conference. Do something. And it's 1:24. Imagine this in 2 hours. When you have people leaving the office, getting in their car, looking to head home. This problem will only grow because from the looks of it, people aren't getting over the border at a rate that's really starting to move the backup that's been building for over a day now. 803-0930, *930. Where are you seeing the effects of this? Were you stuck in it? Are you stuck in it? What would you like to hear from a person in a position of authority? And then let's look back. Tell me about the worst traffic jam you were ever stuck in. What did you do? How did you pass the time? It's Beamer on News Radio 930 WBEN. We also might be talking with someone after the break, but that's a tease, and you'll have to stay tuned here on WBEN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
To the best part. 1 second. Here we go. Oh, come on. This is like in every mid-90s commercial. I remember there was a commercial for songs like this, right? It was like, it was one of the Time Life. I think that song was in a few movies too. It's nice, relaxing. 803-0930, *930 is the number to get on. Talking about the traffic issues on the 190 because of the system. Not that, as you heard from Tom Puckett's top of the hour or bottom of the hour news, it's an issue that has been resolved, but they are slowly processing people over the border. You know, you look at, what bridge is this? You look at the Lewis and Queenston Bridge, right? And the backup off of that bridge, I mean, really does not go. I mean, I guess it does go as far. It just isn't it's not as widely used. You get what I'm saying? Like, it's not used like the 190 through downtown Buffalo is used. But yeah, parts of that, I mean, just completely closed. up there by the Lewiston-Queenston Bridge, and that issue is spilling over onto Route 31. So that's up in the falls. But here, back here in Buffalo, we are starting to see traffic move a little better. You know, when we first came on the air, it was completely dark on our map up the 190. And now it's a lighter shade. Still slow, still avoid at all costs, but it looks like we are starting to see the problem resolve at the border. This was from the New York State Department of Transit. Extensive delays at the Canadian border for commercial vehicle traffic. All commercial vehicles are advised to avoid the Lewiston-Queenston and Peace Bridge until further notice. The Niagara Falls Bridge Commission advises all Canadian commercial carriers to avoid the Lewiston-Queenston International Bridge crossing until further notice due to ongoing processing delays related to a Canadian Border Service Agency systems outage that occurred earlier this week. While the issue has implemented a processing systems fix, the resulting delays continue and all adjacent queuing, I got that right, areas within the Western New York region are at or beyond capacity. Passenger and pedestrian travelers may continue to utilize regional border crossings as currently available at the Rainbow, Whirlpool, and Lewiston-Queenston International Bridge crossings. That was released about an hour ago. And as I said, you can tell that traffic is starting to move. The problem is starting to but again, not completely. I mean, you still have a day's worth of backups on the 190 and onto the secondary streets. But it is good to see that the system is fixed and that we are moving forward. Again, would be nice if someone in a position of power would have addressed this, would have given us a timetable. I realize it's the Canadian processing that caused this whole mess. But again, while we were in the peak of this, you would have thought that there would have been an emergency plan to move some of these commercial vehicles off of the 190. I mean, hey, I realize we have 25,000 less people going to downtown Buffalo a week. I get it. However, we still have hundreds of thousands of people traveling the 190 on a daily basis. And you have no emergency plan if commercial vehicles, again, I know it's rare, but you would think in the binder of plans if blank happens. I mean, they probably have, if a category one, if a hurricane is still category one when it hits Buffalo, which would never happen, but I'm sure there's a plan somewhere for that, right? Yet there's no plan for if there's an issue at the border and commercial vehicles can't get across. You couldn't come up with one in an hour. Hey, here's a map of all the lots in New York, or in Buffalo, New York, by the 190. I can think of three right now you could have dumped some of these semis off in. And again, then you would have people out there communicating exactly what to do, and we wouldn't have two exits that feed into downtown Buffalo closed for over 24 hours. I mean, you're fortunate that it's only contained to where it is. And that's not to take away from what the issue is. However, think about, you know, I mean, really, this could have backed up even more. But at one point, you had this affecting traffic on the 290. You have semis that are pulled over at the old Williamsville toll booths. 803-0930, star 930. What Who? Okay, so obviously we know it's the Canadian processing. You know what? I want to make sure I get the right name of it because I don't want Canadians mad at me. The Canadian Border Service Agency system. We know that's what caused it, right? I'm not blaming anyone in New York State for the Canadian Border Service Agency system. I am blaming the local elected officials for not having a plan. I mean, here's a question. 803-0930, star 930. Whose responsibility should that be? Who do you lay this responsibility on? Should it be a state plan, a county plan, a city plan? Again, we have officials whose job is emergency services. That's what they get paid to do. Have we heard from the emergency services? They're getting a paycheck, last time I checked. Should they have been, burning the midnight oil to come up with a plan to get these cars off the road? Also, I mean, if you're one of the people who were stuck or are stuck in this traffic jam, if you have been stuck on the 190, if you were stuck, if you had to, go out of your way, if a 10-minute drive turned into a 30-minute drive, right? Who are you upset at? Like, you're sitting there, we've all been stuck, and you're cursing, you're late to wherever you had to go. Like, who are you upset at? Who would you put this blame on? And I want to know, at 803-0930, star 930, tell me about the worst traffic jam you have ever been stuck in. Your experience in situations like this. Have you ever had, again, it's a beautiful day outside, it's not snowing, but you heard the interview at the bottom of the hour. You've got people who, they're hungry. I mean, that's another great, great question. Do you keep some type of food in the car? Pop-Tart, Twinkies, something that lasts. But do you leave something in the car just in case something like this happens so you don't go completely hungry? Let's go to Abe in Ellicottville. Abe, what do you think about the situation?
I was just thinking with the guy saying they don't have food and stuff, you'd think some of the food trucks would be down there where they've got them staged trying to make a little money on this.
Yeah, but you don't want to get your truck stuck.
That's true, but I mean, I thought where they're staging these drivers to all pull up and park, they should have food trucks in there trying to see if these guys are hungry, perfect opportunity.
That's true. If New York State or Erie County were to actually plan anything, that would have been a great plan. Stage the vehicles in a way you could get the food in there to people who are stuck and, didn't have any food in their cab. But again, that would mean you'd have to have some type of plan. And I mean, you're tweeting out an advisory instead of going on, talking to our newsroom, talking to the hosts, saying, hey, we're working on this. It's easy to say, hey, avoid the area when the problem has already been caused, right? Hey, avoid that bridge. It's unsafe. Okay, but the problem's already been caused. That's a really bad analogy, and I'm sorry. That's an issue in West Seneca that we'll get to in a second. But what is the plan if this were to happen again? If there were to be a system outage in Canada, where do we stage commercial vehicles? So one of the main arteries into downtown Buffalo or into other parts of the city isn't completely backed up exits closed, major routes into downtown Buffalo closed. You know, people trying to get to work. That should be, well, my question, that is the issue coming out of this. Now, I know it's not a big snowstorm, so I'm sure there's no like big meeting scheduled in the Rath building or in Albany to go over what would our plan of action be if this were to happen again. But right now, there obviously is no plan. No one wants to talk. I mean, we've been trying all day. Been trying all day to talk with people. No one wants to talk about this. Elected officials. You guys want to talk. I'm looking at the text board. Elected officials don't want to talk on this. People in positions of authority don't want to talk on this. They want to say something off the record. They want to tweet out an advisory, but they don't want to come on and say, hey, this is what happened. And yeah, we were unprepared. Because that's what this is. You're unprepared for a traffic backup in Buffalo, New York. You're unprepared for a system being down. On the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, hey Joe, the truckers who are stuck in Buffalo said they could have called or ordered DoorDash. Yeah, but if you do that in the traffic jam, then the Dasher's stuck. I'll tell you, that better be a really good tip if I'm getting stuck to deliver your food. Just saying. By experience, yes, I've known truckers to, hey, I'm in the, you know, the truck in the blank parking lot. Leave it on my steps. Oh, okay, works for me. Drivers are still being told to avoid the 190 near the Peace Bridge. Exit 8 and 9 still closed. Niagara and Porter closed. Still backups that are backing up onto the Skajakwita and to Delaware and to Austin. So make sure that you are driving with caution. You have that in mind. They are starting to process commercial vehicles at the Peace Bridge. So traffic is still moving. The question now would be, what's the plan for when this happens again? Because computers go down. Right, we just talked about this 2 days ago. Computers go down, the internet goes down, systems go down. It happens when you depend on everything being on a computer, on the cloud. This is what happens. Let's go to Jim in North Tonawanda. Hey, Jim.
Hey, Joe, listen, I hope this won't sound like a dumb question, but would it be a safe assumption if I was to make the assumption that they're going to have this mess cleaned up in time for the Bills game Sunday night?
I would hope so. Now, you have trucks that have pulled over miles away from this incident, and when they decide to turn back on and get up to the bridge, you're going to have like a secondary backup. But I would hope, Jim, unless the systems go down again, that they'll be able to process everyone who's been waiting for 2 days through the Canadian borders.
Because this could be a real mess come Sunday afternoon when people are on the, because it's an 8:20 kickoff.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, so that means around noontime, people are going to show up the tailgate, right?
Oh, for sure. I mean, the 190, if this issue on the 190 was Sunday, even at 1 or 2, Jim, like you said, people like to tailgate early for these late games, it would be an absolute mess. Because you would have people coming from Grand Island, from the city, all trying to take the 190 to get to the 90 for the stadium. Oh, it would be a mess, an absolute mess.
I mean, it seems like whether it's a snowstorm, the December blizzard, I hate to sound like a broken record because the guy that precedes you talks about this all the time. Approximately, what, 50 people died in that snowstorm?
Yeah.
And we weren't ready for that. It just seems, and I'll tell you something, the people that hate this country and want to destroy it, they look at this kind of stuff and it puts ideas in their head.
Oh, you see how unprepared and how much chaos something is. I mean, really, in 2025, Jim, a system outage is a small thing. We see it happens all the time. It happens in every office. And you see the chaos, something as small as that, causes. Yeah, again, and you go back to the blizzard and you know the tragedy of losing 50 people. What do the people in the emergency office do? I mean, what is their job? I'd love to know, because this is the second time in not a long timetable that we have seen just a complete failure.
I don't know, Joe. You know, I'm by nature, it's my nature to want to be friendly and optimistic with, you know, about the future and everything. But I don't know, Joe. It just doesn't seem like anything's getting better. I mean, I'm listening to Bellavia this afternoon. He couldn't praise the first responders enough. However, the first responders will respond until ICE needs help. And then they don't respond. Not just in Western New York and L.A., the ICE got into trouble. 2 hours later, they were still waiting for help. I mean, yeah. What's going on in this country?
Yeah. No, Jim, I think you made two great points. Yes, if the Bills are playing tonight, there would be a press conference. I'll tell you that right now. And you see the chaos something like this causes. Definitely, people who hate us look at this and go, my gosh, look how such a little...
vulnerable they are.
Yeah, exactly. Jim in North Tonawanda, appreciate the call. 803-0930, star 930. Oh my gosh, if there was a Bills game tonight, if this was, what was that, 2 weeks ago? If this was 2 weeks ago when the Bills played the Dolphins in this issue, I mean, even if they had resolved the issue like they have now, you would already have a bigger issue than you have now. You'd have this backed up, right? You've got people from... the Tonawandas from Grand Island, all taking the 190 to get to the 90, to get to the airport, to the state. It's the second time I've wanted to say stadium, airport instead of stadium. And it would be a complete mess. And yeah, someone would get in front of a podium there talking about the Bills fans. Oh, you know, instead, why don't you take the Skyway? But again, the Bills aren't playing. And I think a lot of people are just hoping to put this under the rug. Like I said, in the Rath building, the county executive, he's put one tweet out about this. Instead, he's been talking about his association with Pat Burke and going after NYSEG and criticizing the clerk, who we'll have on the show tomorrow at 1 o'clock. That's what the county executive has been doing. Instead of, okay, this is our emergency department says, here's the plan, we're getting, you know, but nothing, none of that. In the state... the state, on the thruway, nothing. Just complete silence. The governor's too busy talking about the shutdown. The county executive's too busy talking about the clerk. Haven't heard from the mayor. I mean, this is what's going on. When you can't, they don't want to point the finger at Canada. And again, system outages happen. Okay, believe me. I'm sure they happen in your office, too. System outages happen. But the Department of Emergency Response, or whatever the heck it's called, there should be a plan for this. And at the very least, when this is all said and done, could we have a press conference on what the solution will be the next time? Can we at least ask for that? Can we at least expect that? 803-0930, star 930. We'll get to calls after the news on News Radio 930 WBEN. Hey, welcome back. Hour number two, 803-0930, star 930 gets you on the show. Let's go right to Ontario and speak with Matt. Matt, how are you looking at the situation?
How's it going, Joe? Well, before I say what I say, I want to point out that I am Canadian. I'm born and raised here. And I'd say the solution to this problem, and amongst many of all of our other problems, is Canada, because as far as I'm concerned, this is a Canadian problem. So the solution to that is to become a state, like Donald Trump's been saying for the better part of a year. If we were a state, then you guys would be controlling the border, and we wouldn't have such incompetent computer systems amongst other things that this government seems to be tied to.
So you've about had it with the Canadian government as a Canadian.
Oh, yeah, past that. About 2 years ago, I was disgruntled, and now I'm, like, way past it.
Are there other Canadians that feel like you when it comes to the president's rhetoric towards Canada?
Oh, yeah. Me, my wife, a lot of my friend group that I talk to, mostly the ones that haven't drank the leftist Kool-Aid, Trump bad Kool-Aid, you know, people who have common sense and can think straight, they see it. Because, and especially in the last with the Republicans, like with Donald Trump's presidential campaign, and then, you know, it's been almost a year that he's in power, right? When we get into January, I feel like this government's on the Canadian side is just leading with Trump derangement syndrome. And everything they do, it seems, is just undermine the Americans and undermine Trump. And quite frankly, as an American brother, as an American lover, and as a guy that sees the Americans as my brothers and sisters, I don't appreciate it. I don't like it. And it just turns me away and it makes me want to leave.
Look at that. Matt in Ontario speaking some sense. Hey, Matt, we'd love to have you. I know there's a lot of your fellow countrymates that that don't like the talk, but I'd be happy to have all my Canadian friends be American citizens. I think it'd be great.
I think so too. And I get up every morning and I pledge allegiance to the stars and stripes, and I pray as a Christian man that Donald Trump's going to save us. I really pray for him to save us, because the other Y in the road, it looks like a very, very dark path that I do not want to be a part of.
There he is. There he is. Matt in Ontario. Appreciate the call. Matt in Ontario, Canada. He says, hey, this wouldn't be an issue if they were a state, then the system wouldn't have gone down. You know, I would like to believe that's true. I also, you know, I wouldn't say that the American system would never go down, but there would be no need for a border crossing. Could you imagine if the Peace Bridge was just a long, annoying bridge into another state? Could you imagine that? It'd be like the Grand Island Bridge. Bigger, right? But just like the Grand Island Bridge, it's old. You kind of feel unsafe when you're on it. But could you imagine if the Peace Bridge just one day was like going to Grand Island? I guess it wouldn't be, because it would technically still be another state. But it wouldn't be another country. Like, you don't have to, you probably would still have to pay the toll, right? I mean, let's be honest now. Let's talk to Dan in Fort Erie. Dan, your thoughts on this system outage over on your side of the border that's affecting us here in Buffalo.
Oof. I don't know about that Matt guy, but Maple MAGA, you got to love him. Hey, my solution is Canada can move the traffic faster. If you're in a truck, instead of checking the whole cargo and everything, what we do is just, driver, let me check your stuff. Is the truck okay? Your stuff is okay? You got the pass? You're clear to go? You've been gone how long? Go. What they do first, slap your own custom seal on it, take it to your delivery destination, park it, drop it, refuel it, whatever, go home. And then when you get clearance, tell that ship, the receiver, to, all right, you can open it up and put it in your dock now. Then damn, everybody's zipping along. Everybody's going up QEW doing their deliveries. That's all I got to say.
But there's a reason that you want the thorough checks of what they're carrying, right?
Well, if you have a, give them like, do not open this or face imprisonment. Just go to your destination. Say you're delivering your flowers or whatever, or you're delivering your refrigerated goods or delivering your bananas, whatever. Just take a delivery. Nobody can open it, but it's going to be sitting there. It's going to be at delivery, and the driver can go home after, because he's going to need it.
Hey, Dan, before we let you go, you were not in agreement with what Matt said in the call before you?
No, 54th state. No. No Pierre Polly, you have no.
Oh, you didn't like Pierre either?
No. Carney's fine by me. And
did you like Trudeau?
He was okay, but he was good. He was Trudeau. He's, you know, he had his own problems, but the fact was, he was getting ripped on, and Canada says, "Hey, you don't rip on our man." And then that whole 51st state stuff. You should join. No, got so embarrassed, and the whole thing was just like grassroots stuff of boycotting. We're not buying anything. Oh, we're not going to Florida. Oh, we're not shopping in Buffalo. We're not even doing anything. And then the politician says, hey, well, we didn't start it. Everybody else did it. So it's, the boycott has sunk in.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see when the Sabres play the Maple Leafs. We'll see how much the boycott has held on.
Oh, yeah, that should, they, Canada will go support their team. Yeah, that's for sure.
Hey, let me ask you.
Get across the bridge.
The only, you know, the one, in my opinion, the one shining part of the Trudeau administration was the time. Do you watch the milkshake guy? He's Canadian. He had Trudeau on his milkshake show once. I think that was like the most likable I'd seen Trudeau. Did you see that episode?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you got to follow.
No, I didn't.
Now, he's a Winnipeg Jets fan, so he must be from the center of the country. But he does milkshake shorts on YouTube, and I'll tell you, you know, at this time when we're down each other's throats and you know we're yelling at each other, just to see this guy making a Monday milkshake and you know smile on his face, putting a smile on everyone's face, I love that kind of content.
I was finding that. Trump's wife, how they give the little kiss to Pierre Trudeau, right? And then the daughter too. Trump just says, "Oh, I don't like this at all."
I have to tell you, I missed that. I must have missed that. Dan and for Jerry, here's the problem. Because obviously, when traffic's backed up like this, you know, you're like, "Oh, let's just get him through." I mean, really, yes, you want to alleviate the issue, but I'm not sure our Canadian friends, except for Dan, I'm sure you don't want to just have trucks going through that have not been thoroughly inspected. I mean, that is part of getting a commercial vehicle over the border. You get what I'm saying? 803-0930, *930. This is from City TV in Toronto. The Canadian Border Service Agency has reported an outage with their primary inspection kiosks impacting some airports across the country, including Toronto Pearson Airport. Pearson says the outage is impacting Terminal 1 and 3, and passengers should expect longer than normal wait times. There is no word when the outage might be resolved. So this seems to be an issue that is not 100% resolved. Because that was at 12:50, a little over an hour ago, where there had been a system outage at the Toronto Pearson Airport, one of the busiest airports in the world. So to our Canadian friends or our American friends, because a lot of people do their foreign trips out of Toronto instead of, you know, flying from Buffalo to New York and then New York to wherever, just have that in mind if you're heading up there and your flight is leaving Terminal 1 or 3 because a inspection kiosk system is experiencing an outage. This comes as, well, we're seeing the issue at the borders here that have caused backups on the 190 and some of the secondary streets. Now, as we look at said 190, I mean, we are still seeing some pretty intense backups at the 190 and Skajakwita. Trevor Hauer is here. Rush Hour is here, and he'll be giving an update at 2:30, I believe, to get you up with that. But yeah, I mean, we still have issues on the 190. This is at 218, and again, in about an hour or two, people are going to be leaving the office and looking to go home. That could add to the issues we have on the 190. I want to ask you, because, you know, this is affecting a lot of people, but it's also some of you fortunately didn't get stuck in the traffic. But I want to know, have you ever experienced a traffic issue where you were sitting still for hours? I want to know your worst traffic experience. I'm going to tell you mine. Now, you know about mine last year when I called into John Grayson. He was filling in for Bowerly. And my dad and I were trying to get to the Virginia Tech-Virginia game. And, we were going. We knew there was a storm, but we thought we'd get around it. And we get stuck at the Ripley exit of the 90. The 90's closed after the Ripley exit. And it was one of those things, you get there, and you're like, okay, this will start moving. Like, I guess I am just sometimes way too optimistic because I'm sitting there going, yeah, it's going to move. It eventually is going to move, right? And it didn't move. And, of course, you know, gas is at, like, a quarter tank. And the car's, you know, we're not moving at all. and then the car's off. And I'm like, I gotta get out of this car. I gotta go for a walk. And I'm seeing what the issue is, right? I'm walking to see how there's kids playing in the snow, people who have their dog with them, they're taking their dog for a walk. You know, people going to each other's windows. How you doing? Everything okay? I was on the phone with John Grayson. We did an update live on WBEN. You could see the truck stop, the Ripley truck stop where there's a Hardee's. You could see that from where we were stopped. It was so close, but it was the one time where I felt the expression, that is so close, yet so far away. Like, I felt it. I felt that expression sitting there. And I think we were probably sitting on the 90 for 3-4 hours until we finally were able to get off. And then, you know, you loop over by the lake. Nope, that's bumper to bumper. I go down some, you know, residential road. There's a truck stop there. I'm very lucky we didn't get the car stuck. So after 5 or 6 hours, now 5 or 6 hours, we would have already been stopped for the night in a hotel in like Clarksburg, West Virginia for the night. Instead, we are at the Holiday Inn Express in Northeast Pennsylvania. There's no rooms left, but they opened up their conference rooms and their business centers. And so people were just sitting there. And there was I forgot what the football game was. It was Black Friday. So there was a pretty good football game on that night. Anyway, someone in the group of people just decided time for the TV to go off and to turn out the lights. Listen, buddy, this is a community area. You didn't get a room. None of us got a room. Many of us were watching it. No one's ready to go to bed. No one's ready to put their head down on this hard floor. I was so enraged when that happened. But I ended up going to bed. Anyway, the next day, they served breakfast to everyone who was stranded. We did get a room for the second night. And then the 90 opened the morning after that, and we went home. We didn't end up going to the game. But that was probably the worst traffic situation I can remember. Now, a few years before that, driving home from, I believe, Richmond, Virginia. Or maybe we were driving home from the beach. I can't remember. But I was ignoring. Again, I have been known to be an idiot. And, you know, they're flashing the warnings on the screen. And by the way, ever since this, I have known to read those warnings no matter what it says. Click it or tick it. You know, don't drive buzzed. Don't drive drunk. All those things. I will read the whole board. I wasn't reading the board. That was alerting us that the next, you know, that there's a stop up here to get off at this exit. And I didn't. And I was an idiot for that. Ended up, there was a car on fire. Closed the whole road. And it was one of those things where I had our address in Google Maps, the address to the place we were going to. And you could just see, you know, if you sit somewhere, it would go up like a minute. You could just see the estimated time go from, you know, 25 minutes to, you're expected to get there in 3 hours, 4 hours. It just went up and up and up. Finally, they got this car off, you know, the fire out and pushed this car to the side. But it delayed us by like 2 hours. And, you know, it's already bad enough when you're stuck in a traffic jam and you want to get, you know, because, you know, the rest of our family was already at the place enjoying themselves, right? You know, having adult beverages, whatever. And we're sitting there. It's already bad enough when you've made that mistake and now you're sitting there and you're stuck in traffic. And then the person you're with, my wife, reminding you that you didn't listen to her, you didn't read the sign, and you kept on driving. I mean, that's just an awful situation. And again, my wife had every right to be upset and call me out. But if you're that person, and we've all been there, where we made a mistake and now we're stuck because of the mistake, whatever the situation in life is, and so you're annoyed because you're paying the consequence for the mistake, but then the person's reminding you that it's your fault that we're stuck in this situation. Oh my gosh, that was probably an all-time traffic issue. And again, those two probably in the last 3 years. Those are two that I have experienced with all the driving. 803-0930, *930. So my questions for you in this final segment. I do want to hear your traffic experiences. The worst traffic jam you've been stuck in. Have you been stuck for hours? You ever been stuck for days? And again, obviously, being stuck in traffic today, a lot different than being stuck in traffic during the blizzard, right? I mean, we're talking life-threatening conditions. Today, yeah, it's annoying, but at least it's warm and it's not freezing cold and, we're not talking about a situation of life and death. I do think we need to put that out there, right? I mean, as bad as this is, and this could have been alleviated if we didn't have incompetent leadership, but we do have to remember it could be worse. If something like this was happening and it was freezing cold outside, and we're talking about life or death, we're not today. We're just talking about annoying. We're talking about, again, incompetence in positions of authority that don't have a plan in place. So something like this does not shut down a very important and busy part of the 190 in the city of Buffalo. 803-0930, *930. I also want to know, who do you expect to make these decisions? And, I mean, do you at least expect, when all is said and done, that we will get some kind of press conference telling us what the plan will be now, if this were to happen again? Or are we just going to see our elected officials continue to throw their hands up going, there's nothing we can do? Nothing we can do. By the way, well, let's talk about NYSEG. Or nothing we can do. By the way, let's talk about this audit. Again, there's no reason that every elected official representing this area, there's no reason that they aren't on their social medias continuously giving updates. There's no excuse to not be calling news stations like this very station. There's no excuse to not having a press conference. I think it's embarrassing for certain leaders. And again, it shows they're unprepared. And instead of facing this head on, they're just going to throw their hands up and go, well, look, it was a Canadian system thing. Nothing we can do. Joe Beamer, final segment after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Just sitting in the waiting room, just sitting here waiting, just waiting. It's Joe Beamer on News Radio 930 WBEN, final segment. Trevor is in studio. We got Rush Hour in studio, and we'll talk with him in a second. But first, Professor Mike is in Depew. Mike, you got a border crossing story?
Yeah, I'll share with you as much as I can. But you know your football story, and it was just a miserable day. I was a part of a UN program, and we were teaching in Eastern Europe. And being a professor of history, I wanted to venture into Russia. There's a section above Poland. It's called Little Russia, and the city is known as Kaliningrad. So I hired some guides, and this was 1999 going into 2000. And to give you an idea about fuel, the cost of fuel, it was $8 a gallon in 1999 for the Europeans. And in fact, when I returned a rental truck, they accused me of not replenishing the gas because they couldn't put their finger down the side of the filler tube and feel the gas. They wanted the gas to be filled right up to the very top of the filler tube. Well, because of that, we get to the Russian border, and I was with a guide and his girlfriend, and neither one of them could speak English. So we were trying to communicate with each other in Polish and Russian, and it wasn't going well. As we approached the border, there were cars lined up as far as you could see. And my guide shot off the vehicle. And it turns out, because of the cost of fuel, you literally got out of your car, you left your car in neutral, and every time a car moved up towards the border, people went behind their cars and pushed them forward. They could not afford the fuel. And every car that moved forward, you had to go behind your vehicle and push it from the back and push it upwards. And it took hours to get across the border. When I got to the border, they wanted to know what a history professor was doing in Russia. They were a little bit disturbed about the fact that I was there. Well, after hours and hours to get across the border, we start moving towards the city of Kaliningrad. And on the left, I spotted two Russian MiG fighter planes, MiG-23s. They were hidden behind two farmhouses. So I took photographs of the MiG fighters, and I basically got some pretty good shots. And what was interesting is the Soviet Union was collapsing. They had a $23 million aircraft with a $200 tarp cover on it. So I got some great pictures. All of a sudden, we get in the car, we go down the road another 5 kilometers, and there were Russian troops waving their arms with guns pointing at us. I had the camera. I dropped the camera, and I kicked it backwards up my seat because I knew there were pictures that probably shouldn't have been on there.
Yeah.
They pulled my guide and his girlfriend out of the car and beat the living daylights out of them right in front of me, and I was yelling at them. They never laid a hand on me. And in the end, they wound up letting them go, and they were attempting to rob us. So coming back across the border to get out later that day, same procedure, cars lined up. You have to get out of the vehicle, and you have to push your car up one car at a time. And while I was waiting to cross the border to get out, I was a little nervous because I still have these photographs on my camera, which they never found. And the girlfriend, who had just been beaten, had a notepad, and she made a drawing of an airplane as we're sitting in this line. And I said, I don't understand yet. And she then drew a picture of an apple. And then she made a motion downward. I said, are you trying to say plane crash in New York, the Big Apple? That was the day that aircraft off of Long Island crashed into the water, and they never did find the reason that aircraft went down. So that was an absolutely terrifying, just annoying day. I never since have liked crossing national borders. I've been all around the world. I do not like crossing national borders. So if I get stuck in an American traffic jam for 2-3 hours, I'm good.
Yeah, I guess so, Mike. I guess so. Hey, thanks for the story. TWA, Flight 800, that's the one that went down. I remember Trevor Howard's in studio. You're a little younger than me. Do you remember that story, though?
I've heard of it? No, I don't.
TWA Flight 800, they don't know, you know, what exact... I mean, I think they do now, but, you know, there were... Did it get shot down? Was it in something to do because the plane had been sitting on the runway a long time before it took off? But they literally took pieces out of the ocean and put this plane back together as best they could.
Wow.
And really, I could be wrong on this, but I believe that was the beginning of the end for TWA. You probably have never even heard of TWA.
No, I have not personally.
There's a TWA hotel at JFK. If you want to, you know, pay $1,000 a night to stay at, just to say you stayed at JFK. But that was the plane he's talking about in the 90s. And I remember, like, I was, for some reason, obsessed with that story. And like I said, they tried to get as many pieces as they could and put it back together in this huge airport hangar to see, you know, exactly what happened. Trevor, you've been following this now for 2 days. What's that been like? I mean, is this so far the most chaotic time as your time at full-time traffic reporter?
This is a first for me. I think this technically, I think we're going on 3 days here. Tuesday, Wednesday, today being Thursday. I think Tuesday was the day zero, I guess you can say, of this. But yeah, this is the most insane traffic I have ever seen. You know, the 190 South and the 190 North have just been at almost a complete gridlock stall for at least a few hours now. Even going into last night, driving down to the Sabres game, we saw some leftover congestion, and driving away from the arena after the game was over, we didn't really see a ton of congestion there, but the 190 ramp towards Niagara Street, I believe, as well as the Peace Bridge, just a bunch of flashing lights, a lot of arrows pointing to the left, that was completely blocked off, and we did see a lot of semi-trucks just pulled off to the side of the road, too. It's something that I've never quite seen before.
And we've been seeing the effects of this. The thing is, it's not just the 190. You're seeing secondary streets that are affected by the exits being closed on the 190, the congestion on the 190. So it's really becoming an issue for anyone in the vicinity of downtown Buffalo and beyond.
Yeah, this traffic is getting so bad right now. I mean, Military Road, I didn't mention this on my last traffic update, but Military Road northbound and southbound is closed from Upper Mountain Road to Saunders Settlement Road in Lewiston.
Wow.
Due to the buildup of the commercial vehicles near the Canadian border. So Lewiston, right over by the Niagara Falls area, I would assume that's due to the fact that exit 24 at Whitmer is still closed to commercial traffic as of right now. So we're just seeing an overwhelming number of semis just pulled off onto Military Road now because it's gotten so bad. So,
and there's stretches of the 190 up by Lewis and Quinston that are closed, right?
Yes.
I mean, it's absolutely closed.
Yeah, and you know, just driving around, we've been seeing around Lockport Road, and I did kind of mention this yesterday with Tom Bowerly, Veterans Memorial Park, we're seeing some semi-trucks pulled over there in Niagara Falls, along maybe Packard Road and Lockport Road, just all along the side of the road, side by side by side. So It's been a crazy scene. We haven't been hearing a lot of answers from anybody on this situation, and it's causing a massive headache for a lot of these commercial drivers that need to get where they need to go.
Yeah, I mean that's the second part of this, right? Where these trucks were looking to go. I mean, there are probably some that long overdue at the docks that are anticipating it. But we are starting to see some trucks move. The system is back up and running. But, I mean, Tanner, we have the system back up and running at the bridges. And then as soon as that's back up, now we have a system failure at Toronto Pearson.
Right.
And all I can think of is, oh, my gosh, is this going to be a domino effect? And we're going to see this down again at the Peace Bridge in Lewis and Quinston. Like, it looks like it's an issue that maybe they just put a Band-Aid on.
And for what we remember from Tuesday, they said it was a nationwide thing. They said it was a countrywide thing. I've been checking some of the cameras around NITEC. It seems like they're getting through around the Detroit area into central Canada. Seems like just fine. There's no really big issue there. Same with the Western Canada area as well, going from maybe Seattle into Vancouver. That we don't see any real red lines or road closures there. A lot of it is happening over here as of right now. So there's a lot of unknown that's going on. You mentioned the whole Toronto thing too, and domino effect, I think, is a good way to put it.
Could one thing
goes wrong and everything else goes wrong right behind it. So
could you, or have you been? I should ask, have you been? Ever been stuck in something that seems so bad that you took your car and drove it across grass to get in the direction going the other way. Tim Winger said, you could see on the cameras today, cars, I mean, he showed it. I shouldn't say he said, he posted the video.
Yeah.
Where cars are driving over grass to get on the other side of the 290 to avoid the congestion. I have to say, I've been in some traffic traffic congestion. Either that wasn't a possibility, or I never thought it was that bad to backtrack and drive my car over grass.
Yeah, no, never been stuck in any sort of traffic like that where I have to turn my car around and drive through an area that's not really a road.
Yeah.
You know, this is kind of like, it kind of reminds me of getting out of a Darien Lay concert right now. Yeah. Nowhere to go. You're just sitting there. You are a sitting duck as of right now. But, I mean, just the 190 North and South, they've been sitting here for so, so long. You got to feel bad for these commercial truck drivers because they're not getting any answers. Kind of seems like we're not really getting a lot of answers, too. And it is causing, you know, all it takes is, and I preached this on the show yesterday, too, patience is key in this situation because we saw yesterday a lot of impatient drivers taking the Skagit Expressway westbound as an alternate route to get to where they need to go. And we saw some crashes over there because maybe somebody's speeding or somebody's getting frustrated behind the wheel. They end up crashing their car. Same with the 90 East along the main line. We saw a few crashes there yesterday. Actually, a crash there this morning as well. People getting impatient, getting upset. We get it. Being stuck in traffic is the most frustrating thing ever. I easily get aggravated behind the wheel of a car. If somebody cuts me off, I'm mad and I'm saying some stuff to my steering wheel. But you just got to learn to be patient. Not just you that's stuck in this traffic. Everybody else is stuck around it, stuck in there with you too. Can't make a bad situation worse. This is an awful situation to be in right now. But we can't afford to be making any sort of bad situation worse, being stuck in traffic.
Now, speaking of traffic, the Union Road Bridge over Buffalo Canal in West Seneca, it's being closed for emergency repairs. Trevor, I got to tell you, when I'm at Harlem and Sheridan taking my son to my parents' house for daycare, and you're stuck at that light under the overpass, and you see the cracks in the bridge, I love to drive, right?
Yeah.
I drive to Blacksburg and back on a regular basis. I'm the most nervous I am behind the wheel is when that light is red and I'm right under one of those bridges. And when you see something like this, it's like, how many other bridges, if they did a thorough check, would be put on this list?
And it was very similar to that of the Grand Island Bridge. I think it was the Beaver Island Bridge. You start to see some cracks in the foundation of that, and you're like, oh, no. They ended up repairing that. It took like 9 months to actually put that thing back together and put a new overpass there. The warning signs are there.
Yeah.
So when I see coming across the NITEC board and I see emergency road work, I'm like, I think I know exactly where that area is. I know exactly where to pinpoint that. That is actually, more specifically, Union Road is closed northbound and southbound from Indian Church Road to Clinton Street in West Seneca. That is where the emergency road work is being done. So if you are stuck over there, just make sure that you seek an alternate route. But yeah, you mentioned it. I would be quite nervous going under there too.
Yeah.
The warning signs are there. I mean, the thing looks like it's about to crumble to the ground, but
I believe that's right near a Tim Hortons.
Yes.
Yeah. If I remember correctly, if you continue going here, you know, now if Jim in North Tonawanda is still listening, that's an issue for Bill's traffic.
It's a major issue.
Because when I lived in Orchard Park, I took Union. When I lived in Amherst, when I lived in Clarence, I take Union Road to the games. This is now, you have to avoid this. You have to actually get around this. So that might take Union. And now where's that traffic going to go? This is something to look for going into the weekend.
Going into the weekend, going into Sunday, they got a couple days to figure this out. But we said the same thing about the system outages for Canada. We said, you know, we can maybe see a couple days of this. 190 North and South has been at a constant gridlock stall for what seems like 48 hours now, maybe over that. So, you know, hopefully we can figure this thing out soon, but just still, I'm checking some of the cameras right now on NITEC, looking at the Ontario Street exit along the 190 South, bumper to bumper. The Skagit Expressway is almost at a complete standstill, especially in the right-hand lane. It's a mess right now.
Not traffic-related. Did you hear about the planes that collided at LaGuardia last night?
I did. They clipped each other.
Yeah, one coming in from Charlotte, one heading to Roanoke. If you were on that plane, now there was just one injury. It was a flight attendant, and she's okay. She was taken to the hospital for precautionary reasons. But if you're in a plane that is involved in a collision Are you expecting more than an overnight stay at an airport next to LaGuardia?
Yeah, I would be that guy, like, and say, you know what, you owe me some significant compensation here. Like, you know those old commercials where they say, have you been exposed to so-and-so and you're entitled to significant compensation?
Camp Lejeune.
Give me that with whatever that flight was, whatever those two flights were. Hey, guess what? We know that you almost just got into a severe plane crash, but here's a free night.
Yeah.
This is all we can do for you.
A free night will put you on the first plane in the morning to get to your destination. Yeah. I would want a credit, you know what I mean? Because that would shake me up. I know everything's okay, but, I mean, how close were we to disaster?
Yeah.
What if we were going full speed, about to take off, and they were coming in for the landing? I'd want a little more than the overnight stay. Tom Bowerly has a show coming up next. Tom, happy Thursday.
Well, I don't know if it's happy for people trying to get home or trying to commute anywhere in Western New York. This thing is a Mongolian cluster dance.
It sure is. It's just amazing that our emergency department at the county or state level have no plan to move these vehicles.
I've got a problem with that, but the bottom line is I just want people to remember something, that how is your life going to be if they turn the 198, the Skajakwita, into a cow path or they shut down the 33? I think this is a light at things which would be on a regular basis if those egresses and egresses were shut down or seriously altered.
Exactly. I mean, I was saying that. If the plan was to fill in the 33 and they'd actually gone through with it, if Sean Ryan and Brian Higgins had gotten their hope to, remember, they wanted to get rid of the 198 5-6 years ago.
Oh, I'm well aware. that has been on the agenda for the past 25 years, turning the Skajakwita into a cow pasture. And how is that going to work out for you? It's not a good idea.
No, it's not at all. And this, but again, they're not going to go away from their agenda. They're going to continue to plow ahead saying, hey, we got to get rid of these roads.
No, the agenda is all important, but today, Joe, what I'd like to do is hear from people whose lives have been impacted by this, especially the truckers, because I'm going to tell you a little secret, Joe. I have a thing for truckers. I have immense respect for truckers because, in the words of Jimmy Hoffa, at least in the movie, if you got it, it came on a truck. If you bought it, it came on a truck. If you use it, it came on a truck. So I really love truckers because truckers make our lives possible, Joe.
They do. And you know what? If this doesn't work out, Tom, I love road trips. I love being on the road. I could very well be a trucker one day. So I have a ton of respect for him.
Dude, that would be a colossal waste of your talent. You sound absolutely phenomenal. It's an honor to follow you. Just stop.
Oh, well, thank you, Tom. I appreciate it. I'm just saying, like, I love being on the road, and I think that would be a job that I would love to do if I ever, you know, had to go on my fallback.
You love being on the road. You want to bring me lunch?
Yeah, hey, anytime. Hey, Tom, as you know, I don't have to go too far to bring you lunch. I made you a delicious BLT.
Yeah, I love bacon. Probably not a good thing to say on Yom Kippur, but it's really kind of funny because I have a lot of Jewish friends. They're secular Jewish friends. It is a heritage thing with them and not a religion. Today is Yom Kippur. Usually, I shouldn't say this, usually they love our bacon. But today I won't offer them anything until, sunset?
That's right. That's right. I learned that the Rugrats always had the Jewish holidays, and that's how, you know. And I also went to Amherst, so we always had the Jewish holidays off.
Well, of course. And to all of those who are celebrating Yom Kippur, a very blessed holy day to you. Wish you nothing but the best.
Of course. Of course. Tom Bowerly is up next. I'll see you tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Don't forget, Erie County Clerk Mickey Kearns was supposed to be on today at 1. He'll be on tomorrow at 1. And there's two things we got to bring up with him. Stay tuned. Tom Bowerly's got you the rest of the way. And don't forget, Rush Hour Hour will have your traffic getting you through all the mess created by the Canadian system failure.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.